USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Let us remember.
The French president speaking as leaders from around the globe gather in Paris to mark the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. With President Trump in attendance, French President Emmanuel Macron says here through a translator,
let us not forget, because the remembrance of these sacrifices urges us to be worthy of those that died for us so that we may live free.
The anniversary of the end of World War I is why today is Veterans Day in the United States. Six fires still raging in California. At least 25 people have been killed because of them. 23 killed by the campfire in Northern California, as 14 more bodies were found yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
More now on the fires in California, as actor Martin Sheen has been found safe, sleeping in his car. His son Charlie Sheen sent out a call for information on his dad and his mother on Twitter after they were among the hundreds of thousands of people who had to evacuate homes because of those wildfires burning, in this case, in Southern California, a local TV station located the elder Sheen. Arizona's Democratic Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema is widening her lead against Republican Martha McSally in the U.S. Senate race there, the latest figures placing Sinema more than 28,000 votes ahead of McSally, with an estimated 200,000 votes still to be counted. Seattle firefighters exhausted after battling a massive warehouse fire overnight. The flames were leaping 75 feet into the air in that blaze in the city's Queen Anne neighborhood. No injuries were reported despite the fact a building collapsed. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House says President Trump and the President of Turkey have discussed how to respond to the killing last month of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, apparently by a Saudi hit team. The conversation took place between the two leaders last night during a dinner with heads of state gathered in Paris to mark the end of World War I. Veterans Day weekend is here, and it's a particularly special one for one of the NASCAR teams that will race today. With more from ISM Raceway outside Phoenix, Arizona, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Bubba Wallace is the driver of the number 43 car for Richard Petty Motorsports. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Bubba before Sunday's race, and one of the things I asked him was, Richard Petty Motorsports has teamed with the Air Force now for 10 years. Ask him what it means to have the Air Force paint scheme on his car this Veterans Day weekend.
It means a lot. I mean, I'm thankful for the opportunity, one, to be driving for the King, and two, to be representing the Air Force colors and the brand. So I'm excited about that. We can get to a lot of cool things and see a different side of the world that you wouldn't typically see, and see the backgrounds of what goes into the military and how they keep us safe and allow our freedom. So,
and a 30-year part-time Texas firefighter has been fired from that job for suggesting on Facebook that people should hunt illegal immigrants at the southern border. And for USA Radio News, I'm...